Good morning with our political observer, Alan Shar, talking on a Tuesday morning. You don't get to hear your comments. We don't get to hear Morning Edition. We don't get to hear Midday Magazine, The Roundtable, any of those programs that you love. It's all expensive, and we do our part.
You're right, and we are talking, of course, about the lockbox. Over $350,000 already. We need to get to $500,000. If we can do that, then the Spitzer Foundation is going to give us $25,000. Now, you got to think about this for a second. That's a lot of money. Try putting $25,000 in your bank account and see what it does. Well, it's exactly what we need in order to make this thing happen. So if you can, and I hope you can, put something in the lockbox, WAMC.org, go there.
And a $100 pledge, Alan, gets you a wonderful tote bag.
No, you've never seen anything like this tote bag.
It's gigantic.
It's gigantic, and on the one side, it has the big locked box, and on the other side, it has WAMC. And let me tell you something right now. Nobody will mistake it. And, you know, people will find you as a result of that, and you'll have common relationships, and maybe, just maybe, you'll get married.
And you'll help the environment at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Well, how about this, too?
All right.
President Barack Obama set to deliver his final State of the Union address. This is from the AP this morning. After 6 years of pitching ambitious proposals in his annual speech to Congress, the president plans to take a rhetorical step back tonight as he opens the final stretch of his presidency by returning to the hopeful tenor of his presidential campaign. The president hopes to give voice to themes that Democrats can embrace in their campaigns to replace Obama and win back the country. Your thoughts on tonight's speech, Alan?
Well, I got to tell you, it's going to be exciting. I think he's right. He's done a great deal. Unfortunately, young people and others don't read newspapers. They don't listen to the radio. They don't get any news anywhere. So there's a certain malaise that exists in the country. People say, are we heading in the right direction? No, they yell back. And that is because they don't read. They don't know. They don't know that a whole bunch of people have had health care, that the budget is going in exactly the right way, that things are really adding up for this country. And that crime is going down, but no. So it's up to the president to say yes.
What will Governor Andrew Cuomo say in his State of the State address, Alan, which comes tomorrow, and you'll be able to hear that entire address right here on WAMC.
Well, he's going to say that he wants to build a lot of things. You know, he's got a big problem. His left left him. Get that? Left, left?
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get them back. So he's going back to the days of Roosevelt and others. Not a bad idea. And saying, let's build things. Let's build bridges. Let's build subways. Let's build the MTA. Let's make every subway station a gem. And the newspapers quite accurately say, good, but where's the money coming from? Well, this is a guy who ran on an anti-tax ticket. And when he got into office, he said, okay, we're going to have all kinds of devices in the law so that your taxes can't be raised. And some people yelled, hooray. And now he wants to build. And where do you get the money to build? Well, mostly you borrow. And that may be a problem.
Apparently, a hanging investigation by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara won't be a problem for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, at least when it comes to the Moreland Commission, Alan. The statement from the office released yesterday says, after a thorough investigation, it concluded there was insufficient evidence to prove a federal crime. But this is the New York Times this morning, which says their investigation found that Mr. Cuomo's aides repeatedly pressured the commission on where to direct its energies and found that the governor's office interfered with the commission when it was looking into groups that were politically close to him. The article also points out other investigations continue, including Buffalo Billions.
That's right, David. The question isn't whether or not the governor's people tried to affect the way in which those investigations were going and then closed it down. The question is, was that a crime? And when Preet Bharara says there is not enough evidence, there's a certain tinge to that, right? Which is, if we had more evidence, we could do this. Well, as you just suggested, there's a lot more going on. There is the question of how contracts were awarded for the Buffalo Billion and other things. Look, if I'm Andrew Cuomo, I'm breathing a lot easier now that the sword of Damocles, which has been hanging over my head, isn't there anymore. But I suspect that the governor will be looking very carefully at the way he and his people do things from now on. I think that would be the prudent thing to do.